Well, you've heard it. The Lions have made a move, adding a pass rusher. It's Za'Darius Smith. Only gave up a fifth and a future sixth for Smith and a future seventh. What they're getting, John, they're getting a guy who is rushing the passer effectively this season. 27 pressures. It's top 25 in the league. He has 5 sacks on the season. That's more than double any player on the Lions defense. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people will say he's not Aiden, and we acknowledge he's not Aiden. He's not Max Crosby. He's not Miles Garrett. What he is a clear upgrade. It's clear that Brad Holmes understands what's at stake this season. To me, this is him countering what Kansas City did. Kansas City traded for 32-year-old DeAndre Hopkins, gave up a day 3 pick. Brad Holmes adds a 32-year-old pass rusher. Best days are probably behind him, but still enough left in the tank. Gave up a day 3 pick to upgrade.
And it doesn't just add the ability to apply pressure. Now, it's one thing of applying pressure, another thing of getting home. And right now, neither are happening for the Detroit Lions from the edge position. But how much better does it make Alim McNeil? More, not better, but more effective. How much more effective does it make Reader, Onwuzurike, all of the guys inside that have played really good? And what was the one thing against Green Bay, other than the pressure, that was a little bit concerning when the defense was on the field? It was allowing so many yards on the ground rushing the football. This helps in that area as well, because now what are you going to attack? And you can't just simply attack one side. If you're going to run away from Za'Darius Smith, and I don't think he's that big of a threat that you're going to game plan around him. But if you have him, you've got Alim McNeil, DJ Reader, and even if you put Onwuzurike on the other side, we've seen him do that. Now you've got a formidable front to run the ball against.
He's a guy who grades well against the run and the pass. He's an every down guy. People, we wanted to see them do something.
Yeah.
And they still may do more. Like, no one's going to be in the camp of, this is, they don't need to do anything else.
Take the rest of the day off.
There's still more moves that they could make. And I would love the idea that they get a couple guys. If they're not going to chase a star and give up multiple firsts, that they'd get a couple guys that they could use as a bullpen of pass rushers.
What's the likelihood of that?
That they make another move?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to set Brad Holmes up to be criticized. He did something. I'm just always going to look at it and say there's still time on the clock. There's still more moves you can make.
Is this a situation where, okay, he leaves his phone on loud and other teams are actually calling because the Giants want to unload Ojulari? Or somebody else wants to make a trade with the Lions. They're not forced to make any other trades. But now you're the team that people are looking to. If we want draft picks, all right, Brad Holmes is shown. He's in the market.
Yep. I mean, I would think it would be highly unlikely. I think they had to make a move for depth reasons. I think they got the ceiling guy in a realistic world. I threw out there earlier, would you throw that seventh back to Miami for Calais Campbell? And if that were to come up, I personally would. But Brett Holmes is very good at his job, and if he doesn't do that, I'm not going to say that. I don't think they need to do anything else for sure.
He's mostly an interior guy.
Right. I would like them to. I think they've got some depth issues. If Kaminsky doesn't come back, if Hutch doesn't come back.
They got depth issues on the edge, not inside.
I think, look, you can get better. Adding a guy like him, he's a true rental. You're throwing a seventh-round pick. Seventh-round picks aren't going to be making this roster soon because this roster's so good.
Right.
But if he doesn't do it, there's going to be zero criticism.
Right.
I'm not saying they have to, John. I'm just saying, look, if you're trying to – he would fit in a locker room. He's one of the most well-respected guys in the game right now.
Sure.
And he doesn't have to play a ton. He's coming to a better situation. He could get that ring and – that would be it. It would, but they don't have to do it.
No, to me, the more appealing piece would be Azeez Ojulari, just in the sense that while he is more one-dimensional, he's got 7 sacks this year. He's young. There's a chance that you unlock another gear. And with him being an expiring player and the Giants being a 2-win football team, I'm not saying that they have to trade him, but it does open up at least the conversation where you would say, hey, we're going to bring in two guys who are top 25 in sacks right now in football, knowing it's going to be harder, right? You're not going to have Myles Garrett opposite Za'Darius Smith to help him out and get him one-on-ones. You're not going to have Dexter Lawrence eating up blocks in the middle to help Iso, Azeez Ojulari. But there are guys with traits to win one-on-one that you don't have on the roster right now. I would rather get an edge guy, a true speed edge guy, than an interior player because they already have a glut of interior guys.
They do, and that's why I mean, I'm not going to hate it if they go for Calais Campbell. I'm not going to hate it. I just don't know that that's one that I would even waste time calling on. That's why I say maybe now Miami's calling them. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm a little concerned about the Lions' run defense the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's why I talked about that's why Za'Darius Smith is the good two-way player.
Right. So obviously, like I said, I don't think they need to make that deal, but at the same time, I think you're just making this to a point where if you lose somebody like a McNeil or something along the way, then you got something that you can trust to plug in there.
Sure.
Is that
sure.
speculation? Yeah, but I'd rather have him than Broderick Martin. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, but they have three interior guys. Not that, if you lose one, you're going to expect both guys to play every single snap.
And I just think that's a hard way of looking at it. Like, well, what if a safety gets hurt? I guess they should trade for one today. What if a corner gets hurt? I guess they should trade for one today. What if a tackle gets hurt? They better have another one ready, or a receiver. Like,
any concerns just in general, though, about the line right now with Pascal? And also Onwuzurike, the sample size is that he gets hurt.
Yes. That is a concern. It's always going to be a concern. I mean, it didn't seem to raise red flags when they signed Marcus Davenport.
I mean, in terms of making anything more splashier, I would be shocked.
No, I don't think more splashy, but like an Uche type of trade, right? Kansas City gave up a 6th-round pick in 26 for Uche. Could the Lions package 2 7th-round picks together, the one they got plus their own, and get a player similar? I think that's the type of move I'd say to bookend with a Za'Darius if they do anything else. I think it's pretty well established they're not going after Max Crosby or Myles Garrett, or Trey Hendrickson.
Well, I think the question here is, I don't think they would give up any more than a 7th to add anything at this point. I would be pretty surprised to see Holmes give up more significant capital.
So what do they have? They have their own 1st, their own 2nd, their own 4th. They just gave up their 5th. They still have a 6th and a 7th, plus future picks.
I mean, could you get Ojulari for a 7th?
I don't think so.
What about a 6th?
Right. I mean, so you could give up a 6th, and again, would you be willing to do that?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know if Brad Holmes would, though.
I don't know what he thinks of Ojulari.
The other thing, too, here is there's absolutely zero smoke out there about anything else. There was a lot of smoke with Smith the last few days.
But was that smoke cover enough to where, because I mentioned Brad Holmes can do two things at one time. He can talk about adding Za'Darius Smith along with have conversations about other players, knowing that this is the first domino that he needed to fall. And now he knows what he has, he knows what he's getting in return, and can now turn around and use whether it's the 7th that they're getting back or their current draft capital to move on a player like Ojulari.
Let's get some phone calls in the mix. Mike in Pontiac, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good morning.
So this feels a little bit like when Chase Young got traded for a 3rd-rounder, and we were all like, really, that's it? That's all it took? And I feel like on the national side, we're going to get a lot of that for this guy. But that leaves a whole lot of capital to make a splash move. So I'm a little confused as to why we aren't cheering and calling for more of a, not just another depth piece, but why can't we make more of a bigger move? I understand it's out of character, but if ever there was a time to do it, this is the team to do it for, don't you think?
Oh, you're not going to have to twist my arm, but like, Mike, who is it? Just give me a name and what's the price?
I mean, the Browns are clearly on a fire sale if we're willing to get him for a basically a 6th round if we're winning the Super Bowl. Float out, hey, give us a bulk discount. Myles Garrett, I got some stuff for you. Like, I don't see why that's out of the realm of possibility.
Because I don't think that Cleveland is even considering moving Myles Garrett.
They have a Hall of Fame defensive end that they don't want to move for anything outside of a King's ransom.
they also wanted a good 3-day pick. I wouldn't call this a good 3-day pick. This is
right,
a,
but I think you're more willing to budge on 32-year-old Za'Darius Smith than you are franchise player Miles Garrett. I think there's certain guys that you give in and you budge at the deadline. Garrett's going to be one that they could hold out for the moon and just never trade him.
So don't you throw out a good quality, hey, I'll give you your first, and I'll throw in that seven or some crazy thing, make them say no.
And then they hang up the phone. And I bet you that, I mean, you don't think, I mean.
Fine, but you at least put it out there.
Well, okay, I would imagine it came up when they were talking Za'Darius Smith.
I mean, sources have said that they called about Max Crosby. If they called about Max Crosby, I got to believe that the other is true, that they called about, about Cleveland and not just Za'Darius Smith, but Miles Garrett as well.
Sure. This just feels like we have a lot more room to make some moves.
And I would agree with that.
That has been an issue. We got a lot of season to go. We got to make sure we got bodies.
Mike, no issue with that. Appreciate the phone call. Okay, so just perusing social media, taking phone calls, reading ticket text. I this is the consensus as I see it. Good move by Brad Holmes, but don't stop. We still got till 4:00. You still have your fourth round pick in this year's draft. You could still make a move with this year's sixth or seventh and package some stuff together to pair with Za'Darius Smith. But the deal in and of itself, John, is a good move. It's a guy who gets to the quarterback. He's responsible against the run. He's a former Pro Bowler, still with something left in the tank. He's a vet that's played in 8 different playoff games. He is a piece. He's here to chase the Super Bowl. And for Brad Holmes, he was able to get him for a 5th-round pick effectively. That's really all it took. What happens now? And I do think this is a fun back and forth, the arms race with Kansas City. They add Hopkins. He catches 2 touchdowns yesterday. You add Za'Darius Smith. These are former Pro Bowlers in the twilight of their career chasing a championship. They needed a receiver. Lions needed a pass rusher. The arms race is on.
Well, and I love it that he is familiar with the division, having spent 3 years in Green Bay, a year in Minnesota, and now, obviously, this is his second year in Cleveland. He's got the pedigree of 13.5 sacks, 12.5, 10, all in some years. Last year, a little bit down with 5.5. And now all of a sudden through, 9 games that he's played, he's got 5 sacks.
Yep.
So I don't necessarily know that I expect him to actually reach double digits this year, but that's not really the expectation. The expectation is he is going to add to his sack total, but it's the added pressure that he applies. It's being uncomfortable in the pocket and being able to, even if it's just, hey, you need to win on the outside so that we keep Mahomes in the Super Bowl in the pocket.
27 pressures this season. It's 23rd among all edge players. Listen, he's not going to have Miles Garrett on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. So do I think he's going to double up his sack total and get to 10, 11, 12? No, but John, you're right. Can he come up with a key sack? Can he apply pressure consistently? He's an upgrade over the practice squad guys they were playing regardless, and this is a move that they had to make, right? I mean, they could win a Super Bowl without doing anything, but if they were serious about winning a Super Bowl, they had to do something. They had to give themselves the best chance to win the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, and we'll find out this weekend in Houston, a mobile quarterback, and it's probably going to get Nico Collins back, as Dan said.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, you'll find, can you apply pressure? They're a team that's given up some pressures. Against the Bears and the Packers, you still have a lot of division games. And goal number one is to win your division. Can he help you do that? Yes. Goal number two is to solidify the number one seed. Can he help you do that? So it's the here and now. Yes, we want to win a Super Bowl, and we want to have a guy that can help, whether it's Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, insert any other quarterback. You want to have that availability. But it's simply making sure that you take care of the task at hand. Task at hand, win the division. Get that number one seed.
Let's get to the phones. We've got Kevin in Yale. You're on 97.1. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. So I was just thinking, what if we, maybe take a first and a fourth, or maybe even 2 firsts, and like a James Houston, and try and go after Micah Parsons, as he's on like a failing Dallas team right now with their quarterback going down and CeeDee Lamb maybe being injured?
Well, I think that's the here and now for them. First of all, I'm not sure that Jerry Jones picks up a phone from Brad Holmes. He might be that spiteful.
I kind of get that, yeah.
Yeah, but
you ruined my birthday.
I mean, they're if they make, and I think we all believe they're going to make a change at the head coaching position at the end of the year, what does that leave them for next year? I mean, they just signed Dak to a long-term deal.
Yeah, they don't want to rebuild. And,
right. and same with CeeDee Lamb.
And Jerry Jones loves star players.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Jones is, I would find it very hard to believe he would look to trade Micah Parsons. And I actually don't think a 1-4 would even really get it going for them.
Well, does Jerry want to enter rebuild mode?
What was that, Kevin?
I don't know if he's in a rebuild mode, but I don't know. Maybe 2-1s. Maybe in 2-1s we're talking about, giving up multiple ones for a Max Crosby or a Myles Garrett. Why not a Micah Parsons?
Jerry Jones at 82 years old, John, to your point, probably not in the appetite for a rebuild.
No.
E in Clinton Township, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I think we should re-sign. Now that we got Smith here, we re-sign him, give him a little contract. We go rent Chase Young from New Orleans. So we got Aiden Hutchinson coming back next year. So we go rent Chase Young for the remainder of this season. He fall off the books, because he's falling off New Orleans books at the end of the season anyway. And then we have Aiden next year on Smith on the other side. That's a dynasty waiting to happen on the defensive line.
Yeah, Za'Darius is signed this year and next year, so there's no extension necessary. No. He could be part of this with Aiden next season. Chase Young, I know that was the name last year.
Yeah, Montez Sweat, Chase Young, coming from Washington.
The knock on Chase Young was what? The effort comes and goes. It wanes. I mean, he still made big plays for San Francisco at the right price, John. I mean, they add as many pass rushers as you can get.
Sure. So what do you call New Orleans with? A seventh? The seventh that you got?
Yeah. No, you're right.
I wouldn't give any more than a seventh for Chase Young for what he's been and what he is right now.
My point is the highest offer you can go with for rentals would be a 4. And you're right. If you only paid a 5 for Za'Darius, you're probably not giving up a 4 for Chase Young. So I guess it's a 6th. And they probably don't do that. So
no. I mean, Chase is only on a 1-year deal down there. So
yes.
He's on an expiring contract. Maybe they just want to recoup some costs. They fired their coach. They're going nowhere. They've lost, what, 5 in a row?
Yeah, maybe it is a 6th.
6th or a 7th.
Yeah, I don't want to
Maybe kick the tires on that. I'm just not sure that he fits with this team.